Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, I can't tell you what an experience that our listeners are going to have over the next 60 minutes, because as you know, all of our listeners, we help you definitely get ready for the weekend in style, and there is no better place to kick off that kind of celebration than from where I am broadcasting live today. We are with our very good friend Yvonne Fouché at her lovely place, Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, which is at 3063 North Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell. And everybody knows Yvonne Fouché. She's a community icon, for crying out loud, and she comes on this show every week on Thursday at 5:15 to present us with the wine of the week. And we thought, you know what? There's so much to learn from Yvonne, and so much to find out what's going on in the wonderful world of wine. Than to sort of package these interviews up in only 5-minute segments just didn't seem to be fair. So we said we're going to come out and bring the party to Yvonne. Yvonne Fouché, thank you for inviting us in.
Oh, thank you for coming, Matt. It's wonderful.
This is so exciting, and the excitement continues because I just saw a man walk by the broadcast booth here at Catavinos. I just sort of had to, you know, scratch my eyes, thinking maybe it's allergies. I'm having a visual hallucination, but no, in fact, the man is here himself. Chef Janos Wilder has come to join this party here at Catavinos, and he has brought all kinds of great delicacies that only Janos is known for. So this is a party just getting started, Yvonne.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't believe how honored I am to have him and you here.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Janos and I rarely travel together for national security purposes. I mean, we have to take it, one trip at a time. But anyway, we're here kicking off a celebration weekend because, Yvonne, as you have disclosed with me, it is your birthday coming up on Monday.
That's right.
So best of birthdays to you. We're going to be kicking off this great birthday weekend right here at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. If you can hear my voice and you can smell the stuff that Janos is cooking up here in the back, I'm sure you are on your way. Just follow the line of traffic that seems to be making its way over to 3063 North Alvernon Way. We're going to be doing certainly our wine of the week, as we always do with Yvonne, but we're actually going to be doing a real-time tasting of all of these great wines that you have put together. And Yvonne, tell us about the theme that you have chosen for this week's tasting.
Well, this weekend what we're doing is I'm calling it nothing but a celebration. And what it is all of my favorite wines in the shop. Well, not all of them, but I picked the best of the best. And normally, well, how I design the tastings is it's all about the customer and what do they want to drink. Well, this weekend, everybody drinks what I want.
You get that executive privilege because it's your birthday.
That's right. One weekend a year is mine.
So you've kind of looked at the range of varietals and said, okay, I, Yvonne Fouché, this is my Zin, this is my Shiraz, this is my Cava, this is my Sparkling. And you went down the range and you've hand-chosen your favorites, and people that come to the wine tasting tonight are going to experience those for themselves.
Correct. If you want to see where my palate lies, this is what you come and taste.
So they're really starting to arrive now here at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. And let me remind our listeners that Yvonne has got a special tasting that's planned tonight, as she does every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. You can come in and taste a flight of 6 wines that she has hand-chosen for only $10. But yet, if you purchase a bottle of wine to take home with you this evening, she's going to drop that down to $8 for the tasting. And if you participate in the tasting tonight, anytime between now and 6:30, you're going to have the opportunity to taste some of Janos Wilder's incredible, incredible appetizers that he has hand-chosen and hand-prepared to accompany the wines that you've selected. So enough about this talk stuff. Let's get to the order of business. Let's start our wine tasting with this first one. What do you have to kick off the celebration here
tonight? And that's exactly what it is. It's a kickoff celebration wine. It's a sparkly, and it's a semi-secco. So what it is it appeals to people who like dry brut cavas or dry brut sparklies, as well as sweeter wine. So it's a real middle-of-the-road delicious wine. It's perfect for like weddings and things like that, because you don't have to worry that people aren't going to like it. Everybody seems to like this, and I do too as well. So it's the Casablanca Winery out of Spain. It's the grapes are Macabeo, Paridia, and Zarello. And so it's a great little blend. that they produced in order to make this wonderful, wonderful sparkling wine.
And what a perfect night, or you know, afternoon it is, because here we're sitting on this on this beautiful patio in this setting that you have created for us as tasters. And I can't imagine a better beverage to start out this tasting. This Semiseco Cava is absolutely beautiful. It's brilliant. It's light. It's crisp. I'm getting some kind of some lime and some sugared candy from this, even a kind of a touch of banana. So this is really the kind of wine that is really getting the night started. So thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. I've not heard of the Casablanc winery in Spain. Kind of distinguish, you know, people say, is it champagne? Is it sparkling? Is it cava? I guess the myth is really not a myth. To be called champagne, it has to be produced in France. Is that correct?
Correct. It has to be produced in not only France, Champagne, France.
Mm.
So, and then typically your Spanish sparkling wines are cavas, and your Italian sparkling wines are Proseccos.
Beautiful.
And those are specific grapes that go together to make each of those wines. They're all very controlled in every country.
Right. And I can already begin to match up in my mind which of Janos's appetizers that he's made is going to go beautifully with this particular wine. But I don't want to give anything away, because we're going to be waiting until 5:20 to talk to Janos, and he's going to talk about this smorgasbord of flavors, this symphony of experiences that he's created to go with these wines. So the cava, well done, Yvonne. This is a great place to start the night. I'd love to have another glass, but it looks like, it's Katie, I believe, the lovely Katie, wants to know, everybody to know, that she is the hostess with the mostest tonight, and she's over here at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, making this really a meaningful experience for all of us wine enthusiasts here. So Katie just came out here and poured a Chardonnay, a 2007 Chardonnay. Tell us a little bit about the Chardonnay that we're about to enjoy.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Chardonnay is not my favorite wine in the world, and it's the most difficult for me to select. But this one is a very amazing Chardonnay out of Paso Robles, California. And it's unoaked, so it's not going to have that buttery, oaky taste. It's going to have more of the green apples with some citrus and pineapple, pear, honey. There's a little bit, teeny, teeny bit of toasted oak, because it is lightly oaked, but not...
Right, not overly so.
Right.
And I think I share that sentiment, Yvonne. I mean, when you have an overly yoked Chardonnay, it really tends to dominate the experience. So I can understand enjoying a lovely glass of Chardonnay on its own with something that's really heavily yoked. But when I'm going to think about pairing that with something, it really is going to take some creativity to think what you're going to put together with something that's overly yoked. This, the balance of this particular Chardonnay is almost ideal.
Isn't that beautiful?
I mean, it has all of the flavor profiles that you expect from a premium Chardonnay. And I have to tell you, to call a premium Chardonnay $13.99, I'm scratching my eyes thinking my allergies are back, which reminds us to tell all of our listeners, yes, you heard me right. This particular Chardonnay is only $13.99, and the cava that we just enjoyed is only $14.99. And you heard us right, because of all the 350 premium wines that Yvonne has on display here for your enjoyment at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, there's not one bottle of wine that is over $15. You travel the world to find out exactly what the best values are. So, again, you provide a public service to our listeners, and I'm sure that they're flocking to Catavinos on a regular basis to get their hands on some of these great wines. So Paso Robles is obviously known for some of the really good sort of jammy zins and such, but Chardonnay is really coming into its own out there.
Isn't that beautiful?
Absolutely beautiful. Chuck as well is enjoying a taste or two, and he says thumbs up. We're broadcasting live from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room here at 3063 North Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, and we're talking to our good friend Yvonne Fouché, who is the proprietor here. We're going to be talking to her in the entire second half hour of the show, and she, the heroine that she is going to be offering a complimentary tasting for two to the winner of our trivia contest when we come up to the end of the hour. So get your dialing fingers ready to go. We're going to have a great trivia question to offer, and whoever calls in with the winning answer is going to be a guest of Yvonne's at Catavinos for one of these great wine tastings. Of course, Janos, we talked about him being here. He's mixing around now with a lot of his fans who have come out to Catavinos just to meet him and introduce themselves to this great wine concept that Yvonne has put out. Katie is busy serving the multitudes of folks that have arrived for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, some delicious delicious artisan cheeses that are being served alongside these great wines. So do yourselves a favor, folks. Come on over to Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. We are at 3063 North Alvernon. The party has, in effect, started in grand capacity. Janos is doing a lot of work out here, mixing and mingling with the crowd. And for only $10, you can join the party, have this great flight of seven wine tasting, and sample for yourself some of these classic food items that that Janos has put together. Yvonne, we're going to be visiting with you a little bit later on in the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we return, we're going to do a couple more tastings, and then here he is in the house. Janos Wilder is my guest with a breaking news story to announce. So stick around. You don't want to miss it.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live on a beautiful Thursday afternoon from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room at 3063 North Alvernon Way, just a stone's throw south of Fort Lowell. And we are here as a guest of Yvonne Fouché, who has done everything possible to make this an amazing experience for those people that love great wine, great conversation, and great food. And you say, great food at Catavinos. Yes, well, we are here to deliver on that promise, because sitting right next to me is one of our favorite guests who's been on the show a number of times. We just can't get enough of this guy. World-class, renowned chef Janos Wilder. Welcome back to On the Menu Live, my friend.
Matt, how great to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. Man, what a party this is for you to come down here and share all of the love and the magic and the mystery that has come to define the Janos world here at this celebration weekend as we're helping Yvonne to celebrate her birthday. I can't thank you enough for joining us.
Oh, this is so fun. I'm getting the love here. This is just this is just great. It is a great party. Everybody's drinking wine, having a little bite to eat.
Absolutely.
Enjoying each other. And what a great afternoon.
Yeah,
too,
well,
huh?
You know, you say it's just a beautiful night. We're out here on the patio. You know, there's indoor seating. There's outdoor seating, although you need to get here fairly soon. You know, Janos is going to be a guest with us until just about 6:30, and then he has to go, you know, run this business. He's got a, you know, he's got fans coming to all of his restaurants. But before we get to the kinds of things, Janos, that you've been up to lately, I want to have you give our listeners a sense of the kinds of things that you have thought about in preparing some of the appetizers to complement these with this wonderful range of wines that Yvonne has put out. What kind of things are you offering our guests here tonight?
Well,
wanted, because this is really casual and people are just sort of milling around, I wanted to make it sort of informal and casual. So I did a series of salads that I think will go with a lot of different wines. So, of course, we always are working with the local products. So one of the salads is a scarlet runner bean salad. I think, as you know, Matt, scarlet runner beans are one of the native seed church beans. They've been grown here for about 3,000 years, or actually a little bit more.
My goodness.
So not these particular beans.
Yeah, I mean, the beans look great for 3,000 years.
Yeah,
right?
I know. They've aged extremely
anti-aging
well.
Beans.
That's right. And tossed with orange supremes and nopalitos, the cactus pads, tomatoes and scallions and onions and a jalapeno orange vinaigrette. So that's just really nice and good citrus flavors. We did some roasted beets with Arizona pink grapefruit and pickled onions and queso fresco and pepitas in a minted pea vinaigrette.
A minted pea vinaigrette.
So yeah, all the spring sort of flavors.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And
absolutely beautiful.
Maybe my favorite of all of those is a salad with grape tomatoes and onions in this as well, and garlic croutons and queso de Oaxaca and basil. We just tear basil, almost whole basil leaves. We just tear them really rough and toss them with balsamic vinegar and olive oil and roasted poblano.
Beautiful.
Chilies. It's actually that's a variation of one that I've got to put in my chili relleno cookbook.
Beautiful, and you know all of that range of flavor profiles that come together, especially when you throw that basil in, that aroma just comes up and just comes and just warms you and it is completely embracing you. And you're thinking about all these wines, whether we're serving some really good stand up reds or some sort of classic sparkling whites. You've really provided everything that goes with these wines.
I think you'll be happy.
So anyway, you need to come out here, meet Janos Wilder if you haven't. He is a local gem, world-renowned chef here up at Janos Restaurant on the grounds of the Westin La Palona. Of course, J-Bar, two of our favorite places to eat and spend time and catch up with some old friends and make some new friendships. And we're going to be talking to Janos in just a couple of minutes about something else that he has up his sleeve for a little bit later this summer and into fall in the downtown part. But anyway, what's happening over at Janos and J-Bar as we start looking at the late spring and summer months?
This is. I tell people that this is probably the best time of the year to be a chef. This is the time I love the very most because of all the spring flavors. And we're coming this spring to summer, the fava beans and the peas, and you still have the citrus, and you have the great mushrooms, and you've got the wild halibut that's coming in. Just wonderful foods, all the herbs coming up, and now we're getting little baby carrots from our gardeners, and we're getting leeks, and we're getting turnips and beets and all of the wonderful things that I love to cook with. So those permeate the menu. But we really have going on here for the summer, and starting very soon as we have our summer music series.
Beautiful.
At J-Bar, which starts towards the end of the month, Wednesday and Thursday night, live music at Summer and J-Bar out on the patio. Awesome, all local musicians.
Great venue. It's
a beautiful venue. You see the lights in the city and great musicians, all of the musicians who record. They've got CDs out. Many of them travel around the world, and we're lucky enough. But they're Tucsonans. So when they're in Tucson, they do like to come out and play at J-Bar, so that's a blast.
So when you mention local ingredients and local produce, that really carries over to local artists. You're all about supporting the local concepts and elements of what Tucson has become known for.
This is where we live. This is home. This is what we love.
That's my man.
That's what it's all about.
So that's going on up at J-Bar.
That's coming up, J-Bar.
Arts. Great.
Started at the end of the month, and we do our summer samplers, $12.95, salad and choice of three main courses at J-Bar. Or probably the most fun, the most successful menu, most popular menus we do all year are our 10 terrific taste menus.
Oh,
really not 10, but 10's alliterative with terrific. It's like 12 or 14 different items spread over four courses. So four flights of three different items, all of them linked with a culinary theme. And so, and each one paired with a different beverage, not always wine.
Sure.
Sometimes we'll do mezcal tastings with it or beer taste, but usually wine. But we'll be depending on what the menu is going to be, we'll determine the pairings, and that's a blast. That's really the most popular menu of the summer.
So creativity abounds up at Janos and J-Bar.
We got to keep it interesting.
Giving you
fun.
The opportunity. Talk a little bit about, before we get into some exciting news that you're going to be sharing with our listeners. listeners. There's an article in the Arizona Daily Star today in the Foothill Supplement talking about your sort of last of the cooking class series of the season before you start up the next one. And you really talk passionately about using local produce and local ingredients. And when you first moved to Tucson, you sort of scratched your head and said, wait a minute, am I really going to be able to get my hands on some meaningful local produce in this harsh desert? But you were very well surprised.
Well, no, that's absolutely right. I'm from California. I've been cooking in California and Colorado and New Mexico, and I'd just been working a stint in France, and I wanted to cook French food, and that's my first love in cooking is French food. And of all the things I learned cooking over there, I guess the most important to me was the heart and soul of French cooking was the relationship between the chef and the gardener, and you needed to use the things closest to you. And I thought, well, what do we have here? You know, beans and chili and squash and, you know, more beans and more chilies. And we've got to break out of that. And so we started actually advertising for gardeners and working with gardeners and developing the restaurant from the ground up. And back then, I wasn't so concerned with what always had grown here, because I didn't think anything had. But I was concerned with what could grow here and what were the things that I was used to working with. And so we had our gardeners plant all of those things. You know, that's almost 30 years ago now. But then, as I settled in, I realized what an unbelievable bounty the desert has to offer. And we started working with the things that traditionally had grown here and working with organizations like Native Seed Search. I don't know if you're aware of this, and many of your listeners may not be, but Southern Arizona is the most biodiverse region in the entire country.
Absolutely, no question.
The Santa Cruz River Valley is the longest continually cultivated region in the United States. So we have a terrific agricultural heritage here. And so then we started really pulling from that and working with ingredients like the scarlet runner beans we're using today that go back here thousands of years. But really, we like to look at with an eye towards the past for inspiration, but an eye towards the future with optimism for the future.
Oh,
and that's what I think
gosh.
The food really can do, is really bring a sense of joyfulness and optimism and hope and beauty into people's lives every day. And that's what we're trying to do.
And when you taste these great items that you've hand-chosen and prepared, you know, it's not going over the top to suggest that you can really taste the intention. You can really taste nature and what nature is doing and how you, Janos, as a world-class chef, really sort of tap into what nature is providing with intention, with desire, and what you've brought out is a manifestation of what nature has provided for you, and all you do is sort of coax out those flavors.
That's my job. As a chef, that's my job. It's got two jobs. One, make you happy. If I can't do that, I've failed. But the way to make you happy is to coax all the flavor out of ingredients, and so it's got to start with great ingredients to begin with. And the closer you are to those, the longer, the less. If they haven't traveled for thousands of miles, but you get them from close by, from people you trust, and you're doing a great job, you start with some really good products.
That's beautiful. We're going to be coaxing some things out of you in the couple of minutes after the bottom of the hour news break. So I want you to hang around and talk with us for just a little bit more. We're talking to Chef Janos Wilder of Janos and J-Bar and of another place, which we're going to be talking about. Thank you very much. And we are here at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room at 3063 North Alvernon, which is just south of Fort Lowell. Yvonne Fouché has put out this world-class experience for all of us in celebration and kickoff of a birthday weekend for a woman who works so hard to keep the smile on the faces of everybody across Southern Arizona. She's got her special wine tasting now for only $10. You taste seven wines. If you buy a bottle of wine, you can drop that down to $8, and you can taste for yourself this wonderful array of food that Janos Wilder himself has created. So I want you to stick around. We're going to be back after a quick CNN commercial break and pay a couple of bills with some sponsorship announcements, and we will be right back on The Menu Live. Stick around.
Is your best choice for local talk. Visit our website at tucsonsjolt.com.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 1330.
Tucson's Jolt.
KJLL. South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. President Obama says the U.S. economy is headed in the right direction.
All those tough steps we took, they're working.
despite all the naysayers who were predicting failure a year ago, our economy is growing again.
The president held a town hall meeting in Buffalo, New York. The NYPD got a personal thanks from President Obama Thursday. He stopped by to praise officers for thwarting the Times Square bomb plot. Attorney General Eric Holder says three people detained in a series of raids across the Northeast are linked to the Times Square bomb suspect. The three are being held for alleged immigration violations. Walgreens has put on hold plans to sell personal genetic testing kits. The Food and Drug Administration says those kits have not been proven safe. Stocks turned lower late in the trading day after drifting much of the session. The Dow Industrial Average dropped 114 points. The Nasdaq fell 30. The S&P 500 slid 14. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Wall Street took a step back after yesterday's rally. The Dow Industrials tumbled 114 points. The Nasdaq lost 31. The S&P 500 shed 14 points. That red ink followed some disappointing profit reports from retailers such as Kohl's and Urban Outfitters. Both stocks lost more than 5%. Also disappointing, even though jobless claims fell for the fourth straight week, that slide was not enough. Gold was a little less shiny. It retreated from record highs as investors booked some profits. Gold prices lost almost $14, closing at a little more than $1,229 an ounce. Oil continued its slide. This time, prices dipped over a dollar to close at roughly $74.50 a barrel. And the world's biggest internet gear maker weighed heavily on the tech sector. Cisco Systems tumbled 4.5% after a weak forecast. I'm Steve Orr at MarketWatch.com.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We are working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live from really the centerpiece, the epicenter of the food and wine world here now in Southern Arizona, Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room at 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. We are here enjoying a great one-of-a-kind Yvonne's Picks wine tasting. We're tasting a flight of seven wines of Yvonne's favorite wines for only $10. If you buy a bottle of wine, she's going to drop that down to $8. And if you come here right now, hurry up and join the party. You're going to be able to meet Chef Janos Wilder, who's here with us on the patio, who has put together the kind of culinary artwork and masterpiece that I just cannot put into words. Whenever we have a chef on the show, my mouth is always full, so I say, when that happens, you need to keep talking. So anyway, Chef, we've got some exciting things to announce. And then there were three, as they say. You've decided that there's something in your future come this fall.
Well, we're coming full circle. We're going back downtown. Opened there in 1983, from 83 to 98. We're still maintaining Janos and J-Bar at the West in La Paloma, but we're opening a restaurant called Downtown.
The restaurant is called Downtown?
Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. On South 6th, in the SoCo region downtown, south of Congress.
Perfect, in the SoCo region. So we are breaking news here on the Menu Live that the name of Janos Wilder's new restaurant, Downtown, which is opening in September, is called...
Downtown.
Downtown. Let's hear it for Janos Wilder, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, in the renaissance of downtown that you helped to inspire that many years ago, you really are making an investment into seeing that through. So I say on behalf of all of the culinary enthusiasts and foodies across the region, thank you so much for coming back home.
Yeah, well, we're excited about it, I'll tell you.
Tell us about the concept, the downtown, Janos.
Well, you know, it's going to be different than what we do now. This will be a real urban restaurant, but it's really going to be a celebration of America. You know, for the last almost 30 years, I've really focused on this region in the Southwest, and clearly all of my food will always come through this filter and what grows around here, as we were talking about, the local ingredients. But I really want to celebrate all of America, and all of America in the way that we are a melting pot, that America is comprised of cultures from all over the world, and that allows me to play with foods from different regions around the world. So we'll have... I've got an incredible Laotian pounded green papaya salad that's going to be on the lunch menu. Mm. There'll be that we're going to do a Vietnamese banh mi sandwich at lunch, and we'll do Italian
beautiful.
Things and French things, and of course Latin things as well. But I really want to expand what we can do and really celebrate who we are in America, who we are in this great country, in this bountiful country that we have, and the foods of this country are a celebration of the people of the country. And that's really what this is about.
And that celebration includes our celebrating you and everything you've done, and you're coming back downtown to Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. Remind our listeners again exactly where you're going to be and when you're opening up.
135 South 6th Avenue. We'll be opening in September, so we're looking for a September opening.
Great. Well, you come back on the show and tell us all about it. We'll be there for opening week. Janos Wilder, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Nice to see you.
Matt, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Well, we're doing a quick headset handoff. That's the new dance craze that's rocking Tucson, and we're returned now as Janos goes to meet with the crowds, the masses of folks that have come out to meet him and to get to know him a little bit better and taste some of these world-class items that he's prepared to go alongside. See, he just stands up, and people are literally embracing him, Yvonne. This is just a party here.
Oh, he's a Tucson icon if there ever was one.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've sort of fallen behind on our tasting, so I don't want to do a turbo tasting, but I want you to tell us, I want to talk to you a little bit about Catavinos and how you got started, but I do want to have you talk a little bit about wine number three.
Wine number three is a Carmenere. It's out of Chile. So it's going to be a little bit more old world in style. You get a little bit of dryness. It's going to have the typical... Carmenere flavors of blackberries, currants, black cherries. There's a little bit of wood in there. There's a little bit of chocolate. There's a little bit of tobacco. So it's not the big over-extracted jammy wines. It's a little bit more old-worldly in style.
And I think it's a great representation or manifestation for what the vintner had in mind when he was here. She was putting this together because it's this, as I often say, the wines that you choose for these tastings are almost ideal blends. I mean, they've got, you can taste the intention and you can taste the desire that the vintner had in mind. It's not so overwhelmingly on one side of the spectrum or the other. This is a great, and I love a little wood in my wine, Yvonne. I love a little wood, and the tobacco essence is just absolutely delicious. and it's going just beautifully with
his food wonderful with these
ones? It really is. I'm eating beans that have been native to this region for 3,000 years. So this is absolutely incredible. So thanks again for helping introduce us to this. You know, speaking of introductions, our listeners probably want to get a little better idea on who is Yvonne Fouché. Tell us how you got started in this business, Yvonne.
Well, it was kind of almost by accident, because I'm sure you know I'm an architect, and after practicing architecture for 25 years, I carried a specialty that required I live outside of Tucson, although I am a U of A grad, and, you know, go Wildcats.
Go bear down, Yvonne.
There you go. So I was getting to a point in my life after 25 years where I just really needed to live in Tucson. I needed to come back here. This is where I feel the most centered, the most balanced. It's the city I love. I lived in some wonderful cities, St. Louis. You can't, you know, complain about that,
right.
But certainly not Tucson. So I had to come up with a career. I had a friend who owned a shop similar to this in Long Beach. I was building a project in California. I'd go to his shop. I was on the other side of the tasting table, so on the weekends, I'd go taste wines at his shop, and next thing you know, it's like, Tom, I think I'm going to do this. And he's like, go for it.
No, that's wonderful. That's what are you going to – this is a dream realized here at this place. And it's you walk into Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, and it becomes very obvious that a woman with a background in architecture was part of this process, because what you've created – you know, that just is, you can't, I mean, you think about, you know, these sort of big box places where people go and do these turbo tastings. You've created this atmosphere that is really a representative of the kind of an environment that you'd see if you were at one of the wineries in Northern California or up in the northwest part of the United States. This is real. I mean, I feel like I'm in someone's home.
Well, you know, what I wanted to do is I wanted to, first of all, bring back good old-fashioned customer service.
Right.
Then I wanted to create community, because community has kind of fallen by the wayside, and I thought that's my number one goal, is to bring people together, have them all enjoying wine. We're all on the same level plateau when we're drinking wine, so, you know, it's just about bringing people together, and that has happened. It's wonderful. The personal satisfaction in this job is beyond belief.
Oh, I can see it. And you know, all it takes is for you to take a look around the family of Catavino's enthusiasts who have come out to support you in this huge way. Everyone's got a smile on their face. Everyone is just nodding and saying yes to what you've created here. So it's about community and what wine means as part of a genuine conversation. People can come and hear and hang out and taste some great wine and get caught up and meet some people that have wine as a common denominator, a common background.
Correct.
That really does mean so much when you're thinking about the enjoyment of great wines.
Correct. And, you know, what is so satisfying is how I have the tables. For example, the long table in there, it's there to force people to sit together.
Right.
Okay, you can't sit in groups of little two or three people. You sit with other people and you just automatically start talking to them. Now, this whole group in here didn't know each other, but now they're dear friends.
Now they're going to be on each other's Christmas card lists by the time the night is over.
Oh, no, they already are. I've been here 2.5 years, and over 2.5 years, I've watched these groups grow. And slowly, one by one, and new people come in, and they welcome them. They tell them, sit with us, and then they embrace these people. So the concept is really coming to... You know, it's rounding itself out.
And
it's really wonderful.
I mean, it's like the feeling that I get when I look around this room is this patio, and then all of the tasting rooms and nooks and little hutches that you have. It's like a family reunion. I mean, people come, you know, they come together and they're part of this family, and they're having great conversation and to be able to taste some world-class wines for only $10.
Oh, isn't that great?
My goodness. Well, speaking of world-class wines, we have been poured, one of my particular favorites. I'm a Pinot guy at heart, and tell me what you have in store for me right now.
Well, this is the Cosentino Pinot Noir. Now, they priced it out of my price point because, as we say, it's only I only charge $15 a wine. Well, they priced it out. Well, they brought it back in because sales started falling. So this wine moved back into my shop about 4 months ago. Everything about Cosentino is stellar. What they do is they focus on Bordeaux varietals, and they do a more earthy, old-world style wine, but I have not met a Cosentino wine I didn't love.
This is really a representation of the kind of the profiles that I really like in a Pinot, because it's just that beautiful earth. And if memory serves, I believe the Cosentino Pinot was one of the wines of the week a couple of months ago.
Correct.
So you've brought it back up to showcase it for all your folks in this celebration weekend. I can't thank you enough, and I'm already thinking of the great food pairings that this would go so beautifully with, and it is accompanying these great appetizers that Chef Janos Wilder has brought along. So thank you so much. Talk a little bit about some of the private event opportunities that people can take advantage of here at Catavinos, because I know you're renowned for these great Thursday, Friday, and Saturday wine tastings, but you're actually hosting private parties here for organizations that want to kind of change up the typical board meeting or client appreciation party. Talk about that.
Exactly. One of the things that I love to do is I love organizations that are all about community, once again. And so we've kind of come together. They've met me and I've met them. And we do benefits here very frequently. And what will happen is on a Sunday, you know, they're like, well, you're closed on Sunday. No, I'm open when I have a private party. So I open the shop. I invite all their friends. I invite all the people that I know. And we get together and they do a benefit tasting. And what ends up, they all tell me it's very successful. They make a good amount of money.
Sure.
And I do all the work. All they do is show up.
What am I missing here? That, show up and have some great wine,
right?
And grow your business and your brand.
Exactly.
You know, one of our listeners got a hold of me a few weeks ago and said he hosted a sort of a client appreciation party here at Catavinos and had a great turnout. And you're actually part of the experience because you walk people through, as you do with our listeners each and every week, the kinds of profiles and the kinds of taste experiences that they're going to get. How many folks can you realistically accommodate here for a group private event?
Well, I opened up a new room recently only because so many small parties wanted to come in on my regular tasting nights, and I kind of was discouraging them because I didn't want my regulars to be pushed aside. So now I can still have small 10, 15 person parties in that one room total inside and out, because my patio is pretty extensive and actually seats quite a few people. If we take inside and outside, we're at about 64.
64, right. Well, there is, I would think that there's more than 64 here. I don't want the fire department to come over or anything. I mean, we're doing some great things over here.
We have plenty of exits, don't worry.
Plenty of exits, exactly. And looking around this patio, you've designed it in such a way where, you know, you think, okay, it's mid-May, it's hot, I'm going to be looking at the sun. I mean, this is all tree-lined with beautiful native desert vegetation. Every part of this patio is shaded. I mean, this is just a glorious setting.
It's a wonderful place to be at this time of year, boy, I'll tell you.
Well, before we go to our trivia question, because we have just about another 2 minutes left, I think I need to skip ahead to our wine of the week, because I don't know that we're going to have time to go through the remaining wines. Now, I want to assure our listeners that, yes, I'm going to stay here and diligently get through the remaining wines on the list, because I want to do my job and be able to report back faithfully to all of my listeners on each and every wine. But what is the wine of the week that you have chosen for our listeners this week?
This week, I have chosen a wonderful Zinfandel by Van Ruten Vineyards in Lodi. And they source the grapes from Paso Robles. They own vineyards all around the state of California. The actual winery's in Lodi, but they source these grapes out of Paso Robles. It's really wonderful. And part of the reason that it's one of my favorite Zinfandels in the shop is because of what a value it is. You know, part of the reason I started this shop is because I had an emotional threshold of about, $12 to $15 for wine.
Right, right.
And that's about all I could spend and feel easy about drinking in the evening. So here we go, and here's this Zinfandel for $9.99, and it is stellar. It's actually a blend. It's got Zinfandel, Carignan, Petit Syrah, and Petit Verdot, although the majority of it, 80% of it, is Zinfandel. But this is a real silky, it's jammy, but it's not cloyy, it's not too big, it's not too over-extracted, it's just got a real silky, smooth flavor about it.
That's beautiful.
And it's got the spice on the end, all the typical Zinfandel flavors.
And that is only $9.99
here
at the Wine of the Week, so get yourself down here to Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room and pick up several bottles, nay, several cases to take home for your wine enjoyment. But do come and meet Yvonne and meet Chef Janos Wilder and learn about everything that they're doing here to keep us all happy insatiated. Anyway, the time has come, Yvonne Fouché, for this week's trivia question. You have been absolutely, we're grateful for your contributions to the effort here. You have agreed to provide our winning caller in with a complimentary tasting for two, which can be enjoyed here any Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night from 4 to 8 o'clock. We haven't really talked about what a trivia question could be. I have something in my mind, which came to me as I was talking to Yanis Wilder. So let's do this. If you think you know the answer to the following question, give us a call. Yanis Wilder is going to be opening up his third restaurant in the downtown part of Southern Arizona, and he, on the menu live just 15, 20 minutes ago, named the name of that restaurant. So if you call in and give us the name of Yanis's new restaurant, you're going to be Yvonne Fouché's guest for a wine tasting for two. The number to call, 529-3508, 529-3508, and tell us the name of Yanis Wilder's new restaurant in the downtown part of Tucson. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside the lovely Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, where we are broadcasting live a great birthday kickoff celebration weekend for Yvonne. Let's have a happy birthday round of applause for Yvonne Fouché, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Well, we're kicking it up here with Janos Wilder and Yvonne Fouché. And we've got some callers who have called in to see if they can answer the trivia question of this week. And the name, the question this week is, what is the name of Janos Wilder's new restaurant that he is opening up in the downtown part of the community? And we're going to go to line one. Anthony is on line one. Welcome to On the Menu Live, Anthony.
Nice to be here with you all. And
where are
happy
you calling
birthday,
from,
Yvonne.
Sir? Well,
thank you.
She's right on the phone. Anthony, where are you calling from? What part of town?
I'm calling for Central Campbell and Prince area.
From the Campbell and Prince area, we've got a listener at Campbell and Prince. That's wonderful news. And let me ask you, have you been to Janos or J-Bar before, Anthony?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're in for a treat if you do that. But anyway, enough about that. We need to talk to you about the trivia question. What is the name of Janos Wilder's new restaurant that's set to open up in September?
Downtown.
The name is Downtown. The first caller gets the question. So that means you've listened to our show, Anthony, so much for thanks so much for listening and for calling in. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on the line because Mark back at the studio is going to get your information. We're going to get those tasting gift certificates. Thank you so much. And thank you, Rachel, for calling in. Sorry we weren't able to help you out. But, Rachel, the party is still going on here if you want to join us at Cattivino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. So everybody listens to the show. And Downtown is the name of the restaurant. Yvonne, I'm excited to be going down there.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, I think you and I need to go down there, too.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just for quality assurance purposes.
I'll
I want to make sure that the community is ready for what Janos has up his sleeve. So you and I might need to pay a little advanced trip down there and do that. So we talked about the wine of the week. We sort of skipped ahead. But why don't we go back to number five? I think it's the Desert Eagle Shiraz because that's what we're drinking right now.
Oh, I know. Isn't that a screamer? This thing is so beautiful. It is so deep. It has so much complexity to it. And it's out of Australia. But once again, see, I'm not into the big, extracted, over jammy, juicy wine. So
right.
This one, once again, it's got that real beautiful silkiness to it. Yet it's got a lot of depth and a lot of flavor. So it's a beautiful, beautiful Shiraz. It's got blueberries, a little bit of pepper. It's got some tannins in it, and it's got that whole plummy finish. So it's a very varietally correct Shiraz.
Which is really what you expect, especially from that Barossa Valley, the Desert Eagle Shiraz. The 2005 is what we're drinking.
Correct.
There's no mystery to why you chose this as your favorite Shiraz in the store, because it, again, is putting the smile on faces across this patio. And it's only $14.99.
Yeah, I'm kind of an expensive date.
So anyway, I don't know that we could keep up with the pours because they're doing a great job. Katie and the entire team at Cattivino's running around keeping everybody's glasses filled. Do you want to talk a little bit about, even though we're not tasting it right at the moment, talk to us as we finish up the tasting here about this great Cabernet Sauvignon.
Well, you know what I did is, as my birthday present to everybody else, I threw in the this Cabernet Sauvignon, which is my wine of the month. And what I do is I find the best value wine that I can retail for under $10, and I make that my wine of the month, and I put it in the wheelbarrow in the store. And everybody knows when they come in to look at the wheelbarrow.
Yep, yep.
So this is a wonderful, I couldn't believe I found this. It's a Camelot Winery. It's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a little bit on the jammy side, so it's got a lot of fruit going on, of blackberries, some mulberries. It's got a little bit of teeny bit of brown sugar in it. It's real jammy and juicy. Not overly extracted because it's only a $6.99 wine.
Right. So, for a fantastic Cabernet.
Exactly. It has a little bit of chocolate on the end. It has some smoke at the finish. So this is just a beautiful, beautiful wine for $6.99. I mean, how can you even go wrong with that?
You can't go wrong. So we have tasted a great cava, a wonderful Liberty School Chardonnay, this amazing Anaquina Winery, the Rappel Valley in Chile, this Carmenere Reserve, a Cosentino Pinot Noir, which is my particular favorite in the Pinot world, this great Pure Love Winery out of Barossa Valley in Australia, this Desert Eagle Shiraz, the Glory Days Zinfandel 2008, which just is a majestic wine for $9.99. And we have made the world round here at Cattivino's. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share this special evening with you.
Thank you.
And for all you've done. People can go on your website. They can sign up for your newsletter. They can sign up for sort of your weekly announcement. Tell everybody how they can do that.
Well, all they do is go to www.cattivinoswinesplural.com. So not wines, plural. Cattivinoswines.com.
Right.
And everything's there. I got my tasting schedule. I've got information about the shop. You know, it's got my phone number. If you have any questions, you just give me a call, and I'll answer anything you want.
Wonderful. Well, Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, Yvonne Fouché, thank you so much. Happy birthday to you. Thank you again to my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who had some exciting news to share with us tonight. We're going to be excited to go down there in September to see what he's got going on. So I want to thank all of my guests, and thank you again, Yvonne. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, reminder that this show is going to repeat in its entirety this Saturday at 12 noon right here on The Jolt. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend and see you at Catavinos.
KJLL, South Tucson.